The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy against you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, how well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die." Yet you say, "If someone says to father or mother, 'Any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. Solomon asks a very good question, I think, in our first reading. Can it indeed be that God dwells on earth? The God who's everywhere. Why did God choose to dwell on earth? Solomon says this as they're dedicating the temple he built for God. And to the understanding of the Jews that God's Spirit lived in the Holy of Holies, and as we heard earlier on, the Spirit of God came down upon the temple as a cloud that the priests could not minister anymore. And we hear the same thing even during their journey in the desert after they left Egypt. They had the dwelling tent, and always a cloud came, covered the tent as a sign that God is present there when Moses went into the tent to talk to God. And I think God chose to dwell on earth because he doesn't want to be a distant God. He's not a distant God that's far away from us, that created everything and now sits in heaven just watching, seeing how things happen. God wants to have a personal relationship with us. God wants to be close to us. God wants to be part of our daily lives if we allow him. And yet, many times, I think we fall into what Jesus speaks about in the gospel, in just following our tradition rather than really God's purpose and God's meaning for us. Yes, we believe in God. Yes, we have a relationship with God. But we limit God to certain times in our lives, to certain aspects of our lives, and in other areas, we keep him out. We come to Mass on Sunday, we come to daily Mass maybe every day, but then the rest of the day we live our lives according to our own understandings and wisdom and, you know, traditions rather than obeying the law of God, rather than having that constant relationship. But God doesn't want to even live in temples, houses built of stone. God chose even to get closer to us by taking on human flesh in Jesus Christ. He became a person like us in all things but sin, so we can understand even more how deep and intimate relationship God wants to have with us. And then the next stage of that development, because of Jesus' death and resurrection and him sending us the Holy Spirit, God dwells in each one of us now. We are the new temples, temples of flesh and blood, temples not made by human hands, but created by the Spirit of God at the moment of our conception. That's what God desires. That's why God wants to be on earth, to be so close to us, to guide us, to protect us, to help us to have a life filled with joy and peace, and one day be fulfilled to be with God in heaven for all eternity.